Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. All eyes on me like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz lit. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing, like a chef. My verse is cooking, when I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she took in. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still working. Call my agent, for the booking.
Yeah. I'm Matt Franco, a.k.a. Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach your climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP. Does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like hot fire part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey. It's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience, you'll never go past. VIP section, oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make you come so hard, you like who, yeah. Dance, skipper, you real fast. Dance, skipper, you real fast.
Yo, 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 you're tuned into Big Stats Idolizer, the station that's got him looking. And speaking of got him looking, that's a track by my group featuring the homie Primo, also entitled Got Him Looking. We got a great show for you today. We got, if you like, hold on, let me rewind that back, because if you like great R&B music, like we're talking that old school 90s R&B, you know, where R&B singers were suave and all that. You know, we're talking about going back to the R. Kelly in his prime days. You will like our guest today, Jovan. I'm going to give you a little preview of one of his songs right now. This is a preview, just a quick preview sneak peek. Listen to Jovan with Illusions of My Reality.
What community
could have been so happy. This I know. It crosses my mind sometimes when I go through life with blinders on. I be lying to myself and say I never had regrets. I wouldn't have had my last first kiss if you and I had never met. Why do we wait until the well runs dry to say that we were in love? Oh, if you've heard it once, I'm gonna tell you twice. You're all.
Let the smooth taste fool you. I don't exaggerate in the make-believe, but there are times when I dream of a place that measures emotions so deep you can't help but feel the authenticity. Setting your mind on excavations, yet your
sorry about that little glitch there. We have our guest of honor on the line with us right now. Javon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
We'll just say that we took that moment of silence just to reflect on that preview that we just heard. We'll just say that, but that's a hot preview. We're gonna play the full thing later on, and might get you in again next week for a few more shows. I was telling our listeners earlier that if they're a fan of good '90s like old school R&B, that they'll love this show tonight. And I definitely want to. This guy, I usually only ask people, the artists to send in, two, sometimes three songs. This guy went ahead the extra mile and sent me six songs. So, we're gonna invite you a couple times. Next week to come back and promote some of those other songs too. Tonight we're focusing on your tracks Damn Moments and Illusions of My Reality.
Okay.
So that's going to be the focus of tonight's show, but I was thinking maybe we could put you on the spot on an acapella, give them a preview of something that they might hear next week.
Okay. I'm trying to think of all the songs that I sent you. Let's see. Well, you sure did put me on the spot on this one. let's see, you got Damn Moment tonight. We got Illusions of My Reality you just played, which that's a song that I love as well. I also sent you a song called Someone for Me. Did you get a chance to listen to that one?
Just listening to it earlier. We'll definitely get this one on a show next week. But hit us with a cappella preview.
Okay. Oh my goodness. My mind is drawing a blank right now. I can't believe it. This is the first.
Or you could sing a cover by someone who's inspired
okay,
you.
Okay, okay, good. Whew. Okay, I'm a huge Jamie Foxx fan. I love Jamie Foxx, and I love his movies. I love his comedy. I love his singing. And when I'm put on the spot, this is something that I try to do to try to accentuate all sides of my vocals. Give me a chance. Give me the opportunity. Oh, baby, to fall in love with someone like you. And when it's over, all said and done, my baby, I'll be right there with you. Give me the chance. And marry me. Oh.
Well, after that, I'm sure all the listeners want to know where they can find you online.
I have a website. It's called TheHeavysetSexy.com. My name is The Heavyset Sexy Davion McVeigh, and my website is heavysetsexy.com. I have music videos on there from my YouTube page. I have music on there. I also have a CD for sale online, which is the music that you're going to be listening to tonight from me. It's called Illusions of My Reality, and it has my bio on there, all my contact information, all my social media sites on there. I have pictures on there as well as music, and again, I have videos as well.
All right. One question. So you're saying Jamie Foxx is one of your inspirations. Who else, both living or dead, if you had a chance to, would you see yourself in like a dream scenario working with?
Tyrese. Everything that Tyrese does as far as lyrics, his vocals, CDs that he puts out as far as the style of music that he sings, I would definitely love to work with him. Boyz II Men is my all-time favorite singing group. Ever since the first time they came out with Motown Philly, I have just about every song, every CD that they've ever come out with as far as dealing with music, and it Boyz II Men is my all-time favorite group of all time. So, and with Tyrese and Jamie Foxx, and a lot of the old-school artists as well, like Color Me Bad, Jodeci, Jagged Edge, 112, female-wise, I love, Jennifer Lopez, and I love Tina Marie, the old-school stuff. It's just R&B is the epitome of the style of music that I really love to take part in. And what really moves me about music is the only genre of entertainment that can, it doesn't make a difference how long ago you heard the song. When you first hear a song, it puts you back into the mind frame or the mindset of when you first heard it. And that's what moves me about music so much.
You were mentioning your YouTube channel. How can people find your YouTube channel?
You can either go to the website, heavysetsafety.com, and there's a link on that site that puts me to my YouTube channel. Or you can go to YouTube and put JVion73 into the search box, and all of my music videos that I've either shot and edited or shot are located on that page as well.
All right. And what about other social media sites? Where can they find you? Twitter handles, Instagram, Reverbmation. Some of the some of us still even have MySpaces. I don't know too many people out there that do, but.
I started out with a MySpace page, so my Twitter.
Me too.
And I tried to go on that MySpace page like a month ago, and they've changed MySpace so much, I couldn't figure out how to circumvent my own page because it's bad. My Twitter is at smoothcruner, SmuCruna, and you can follow me on Twitter that way. Instagram, it's the same thing, smoothcruner on Instagram, and my Reverb Nation is Javion McVeighton. I also have a station on Django.com. Django.com is an internet radio station like Pandora, and if you put the search box, or if you look for an artist station, Javion McVeighton, I have my own station. I have 6 songs on that station as well that plays throughout that particular station.
And do you have any shows coming up that you would like to plug?
Me and a co-conspirator, I like to call him. His name is J.R. Hobson. We're working together to put together a music festival here in Central Florida. It's called the Volusia Live 2015, Heart of the City Music Festival. We're trying to get all kinds of different genres of music to perform in an outdoor venue, in an amphitheater. And the indoor part of it later on in the evening is for hip-hop, R&B, poetry, that type of stuff. We're trying to do that on August the 29th here in the Port Orange, Central Florida area. And if you wish to participate as far as vending, sponsors, investing, if you want to participate as far as performing, or if you just want to come out and enjoy it, you can get my contact information on my website at www.heavysetsexy.com.
All right. I have one more question before I ask you about the song Damn Moment. This is something I throw out to all my guests because we get the most interesting and sometimes the most random answers ever. And that is, who would your fan base be surprised to know that you listen to?
Well, I listen to country music. I have this in my repertoire of songs as far as being put on the spot. I have a Rascal Flatts song that I perform. There's also a song that was originally written by Reba McEntire that was redone a few times, and the last rendition was by Tank. I listen to opera. There's a couple opera songs that I listen to. I don't know the name because I can't understand the language of sorts, but opera music has some opera songs and some classical songs that kind of relax me as well to get me in the mood for what I'm about to encounter during the day. I also listen to old school rock and roll, Journey, Warrant. I listen to everything. I don't have no set ear as far as what I listen to. It's just what I sing is what I try to stick to R&B and gospel. I listen to everything.
So tell us about this track, Damn Moment.
Well, the meaning of Damn Moment, a lot of people ask me that question. Say for instance, you think of, because you close your eyes and you think of your most intense sexual experience, and that chill that you get while thinking of that intense sexual experience, that's a damn moment. Because at the end of that chill, on the other side of that chill, comes damn. That's what I call a damn moment.
So let's hear it. This is Damn Moment. Coming up right now.
Brian, music, that.
You're hooked in the act, got you wanting more. It's so uncertain, you're so overexerted. Your body's calling for another encore.
For this beat and how the song came to be on that behind the scenes tour, sort of.
Well, a really good friend of mine that we have conversations about sexual situations that she's been in, and she used to tell me about how, you know, her husband made her feel as far as, you know, satisfying her, and, you know, different stories that she would tell me about, you know, just putting a smile on her face and how he made her body feel. So, you know, I everything she told me, I kind of wrote it down, and, you know, when I found the track to actually go with it, it was just magic. It only took me like maybe 20, 25 minutes to write the actual song once I got the track to fit the topic.
And, Who produced it?
The music came from a SoundClick. The name of the site is called BrianMusic.com, and he's a producer that puts out free downloads for real R&B singers or real serious singers that, you know, that like his music. And I thought it was pretty good that, you know, that somebody that loves producing, that loves music so much, to put their music out there for other people to use.
All right. We're gonna dive right into it. We heard of the preview of it earlier. Tell us about this track, "Illusions of My Reality."
That track was the topic for that particular song. It's I believe that in every relationship, you only get 80% of anything that you need. And when you first meet somebody, you know, you get that feeling of, oh, I want to be around them all. That you touch the popcorn at the same time, you get chills, you never want to leave their side, and you know that's the illusion. And then once you get past the honeymoon stage, that's when real life starts to happen, and then that's the reality side of it. And you know, it just talks about that those two particular sides of a relationship that could have happened.
All right. I'm going to let you do the honors of introducing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for the support of the Heavy Set Sexy movement, and I would like to introduce to you for a second time my single from my album, Illusions of My Reality, the title track, Illusions of My Reality, and I hope you enjoy it.
Here it is.
But in actuality, I'm offering you the best of me, sharing illusions of my reality.
Sharing illusions of my reality. I don't know why, but you and I, we have
Should have been you. Should have been me.
That was Illusions of My Reality. Tell us about the process going into the studio to make that track.
It wasn't really too difficult because when I got into the studio, I knew exactly what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And I'm glad that I went into that particular studio because me and the engineer, we kind of meshed really well. And he knew by listening to the direction that I was going in with the song, he kind of knew what I wanted from, you know, listening to the sounds and listening to the different harmonies. And he actually helped me, you know, process through the song. So it wasn't a really hard process at all. It was just a matter of making sure what I heard in my head actually came out, and it actually came out a lot better because once the final mix was completed and I heard it, it kind of brought me to tears because I didn't think it would come out the way it did.
All right. So next week we're definitely going to have to talk more about that music festival of when you were talking about it. Part of you, one of the things that came to my mind is my own music group, MSSC Crew, and you know, that's definitely something I'd want to know more about, and possibly see if maybe I could even get involved in.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
We're almost out of time, but stay on the line while I do my outro, because we're going to give them an encore listen to one of these songs. I don't want you to tell me which one yet.
Okay.
But to the listeners, remember, you can catch past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour at bigstatsidlehour.com or by going to our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP Crew, as well as music I produce, see all the projects I'm involved with. And while you're there at msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com, make sure to scroll to the bottom to our donate button. We're working on starting a foundation, Big Stats Care Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. You, too, can be part of building a foundation that will keep music education alive for these special needs children with learning disabilities, and just children who use music as a way to give themselves a voice where they normally wouldn't be able to express themselves. And while I'm on the subject of that, this summer, look out, we're doing my group, the MSFP crew is jumping on board for the cause of the Big Stats Cares Foundation and is releasing a charity album of songs from our past leading up to now, We'll tell you more about that later. So with that in mind, we're about to close out the show, but what song should we give them one more listen to?
I sent you the song "Someone for Me." That song was my very.
We don't have that one on deck, but we can hear it a cappella. But if you're down to do it a cappella, I'll let you do it a cappella, and followed by maybe an encore listen of Illusions of My Reality or something like that.
Oh, my goodness. I do not understand what's going on with me tonight. It is crazy. It's like with these particular songs that I sent you, it's like my mind is like, it's a total blank, and it's killing me right now.
We got Damn Moments and Illusions of My Reality on deck right now.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness, I am total blank. So much for me. Oh my goodness, it's so crazy.
Long day, huh?
It's like 11:40 here in Florida where I am, and it has been a long day, and it's like I say, it's killing me here. Oh my goodness, this will not happen again, I swear.
Should we just chill out to something? Illusions of My Reality is a nice mellow joint. Should we just chill out to that one and leave the fans with that one?
Yes, thank you so much. I deeply apologize, and I give you my word that next time we talk and we speak and we do this interview, this will not happen again. I will sing whatever you want on the spot.
Here it is. It's Illusions of My Reality.
Say that we were
place for you. I don't exaggerate in the make-believe, but there are times when I dream of a place that measures emotions so deep, you can't help but feel the authenticity. Setting your mind on excavations, yet your body stays free, but in actuality, I'm offering you the best of me, sharing illusions of my reality.
Of my reality. I want to thank our guest today, Jovan, for joining us. We'll catch you next time here on Big Sets at Idle Hour. And Jovan, I'll give you a call to follow up sometime tomorrow.
Okay, all thank right. you so much for having me. I'm so humbled by this opportunity.